I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Lord, we give you glory and honor, and we praise you from the bottom of our hearts to the depth of our souls. We praise you. And we pray, Lord Christ, that you would share your heart with us now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. The scripture today, coming from one of your favorite books in the Bible, the New Testament, comes right after Titus, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, or as also it's been referred to as Philemon. It's just one chapter. Just one chapter, not many verses. So I'm going to read it again since it doesn't get a lot of air time. Verse 10. I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I'm sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He's very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, well, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. The favor. Probably all of us have a line when it comes to a favor. Willing to do this, but not willing to do that. You know, and sometimes we don't find out what that line is until somebody goes there. Consciously, we don't set what that boundary is. And then the moment comes when someone pushes in a certain direction and we realize I need to put my foot here. Yeah, my foot here. This is a story about a runaway slave. A runaway slave who Paul met when they were sharing the same correctional institution. Lord, help me, Jesus. They were sharing the same correctional institution, and they met there. And after being with the slave for a while, Paul decides that he is going to write the owner of the slave, who he knows, and put in a real good word for the slave. He decides that he's going to write the owner of the slave and say to that owner, basically, you don't need a law in order to do the right thing. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I want you to do me a favor. Do a huge favor. Well, let's look at this for a moment. The first thing Paul is asking, first part of the favor is, and this comes from verse 11, he says, formerly he was useless. Somebody say useless. Yeah. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. The first part of the favor is I want you to retract your understanding of who this man is. I want you to retract the way you define his presence in the world, the way you would introduce him to somebody else. I want you to retract the whole way you approach him whenever he comes to your mind. Instead of just saying he's this, if you say he's this, put a comma there and put but. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to see him any longer as somebody who's useless. All right. We won't ask for anyone to indicate any affirmation with this. Have you ever known people, they just dead weight? No, I'm not kidding. They're just dead weight. Just dead weight. That's all, just dead weight. And you see them, and they can be nice people. But you know that they ain't down for nothing. My God. You know they ain't down for nothing. You sign up for a cause and Don't call any names, please don't. Sign up for a cause, you know what I'm talking about. And time for the cause to hit, Lord, you can't find them. Can't find them. Useless! Utterly useless. Dead weight! Mm-hmm. Paul says he deals with the truth of the matter. This brother was useless, of no value to you, on your payroll with everybody else and doing nothing. So I know on one hand you don't even miss him. But you know. All right, I'm going to bring it, word it like this. The only time you miss him is when you need a head count to get money. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
So the first favor is to change the way you see this brother. However you had framed him, however you wrap your brain around him, I want you to see that he is not who you knew him to be. He is much more than your experience suggested, and he is more than a runaway. First of all, when it comes to being a runaway, we don't know why he was running away. We don't know why he was running away. We don't know about what filled the space between him leaving where you were and ended up where I met him. All right, so let's put it like this. There's good and bad smuggling. There's right smuggling. There's wrong smuggling. Like, okay. It is wrong to smuggle weapons, explosives, people. Wrong to smuggle drugs. But if you're smuggling Bibles, y'all don't help me. If I'm gonna smuggle anything and be locked up, lock me up for smuggling the gospel that will unlock somebody's life. You see what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. It's wrong.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It's wrong to take to ourselves what doesn't belong to us. It's wrong to steal somebody's will. It's wrong to violate somebody's trust. But it is right to run away from trust if staying there will actually violate that trust. Hello, Joseph running away from Potiphar's wife. Oh my God. Joseph had been trusted with the whole household, but when he knew that he was going to be accused of rape and he did not rape the woman, he ran knowing he would end up in the correctional facility. So let's retract our understanding. Furthermore, we know from historical backgrounds that when people became 30, oh my God, if you were a slave and you turned 30, they had to let you go. Oh, did you hear what I'm saying? If you were a slave And you came to your 30th birthday in this time. They had to let you go. I don't mean no harm now. So was the brother running? Did he run away because he was 2 weeks past his birthday? I don't know. What we're trying to get at is the need to retract. And not jump to conclusions. Paul says to this slave owner, I want you to look at the way you understand the brother. That's the first part of the favor I'm asking. Now, the basis of this favor that I'm asking, I want you to, in fact, do me a favor here too and realize that the basis of my request is not growing out of Roman law. According to Roman law, a person could have an advocate. Well, that's good. Somebody can speak up on your behalf. That's good. But I'm not coming to you asking you to release the brother on the grounds of Roman law. I'm asking you to release this man on the grounds of the fact that the gospel has gotten a hold of him. It's not the law of the land, but the law of God. It's the law of grace. It's the higher law that I'm appealing to. This brother is not who he used to be in his heart, and not only a matter of his actions. In fact, I'm putting in a good word for him. I'm doing him a favor because somebody did me a favor. When I came off the Damascus Road and my life was turned right side up and everybody looked at me and understood I had been a persecutor of the church and nobody wanted to touch me, Barnabas stepped up and recommended me to the apostles and basically said, I got his back. Everybody saw me coming and thought I was out to murder them, but Barnabas said, I'll be with this brother. He did me a favor. Oh, my God, my God. Has anybody ever put in a good word for you? Has anybody ever stood up for you at any time and said, you ought to hear this brother. You ought to hear this sister out. You ought to give them a chance.
Yes, Pastor, that's right. Yes, yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you. All right. Let me put it like this. You know, there was a time in our community that when we went somewhere, we were always connected with our people. Now, let me explain it like this. I remember I had to go down to Durham, North Carolina. And this was some years back. And my mother said to me, you going to Durham? Yes. She said, all right, come by the house before you go. Went by the house. And my mother had a little 3x5 card. And on the 3x5 card, she had names written down. Telephone numbers. You understand what I'm saying? And she just explained to me that this is PJ, my first cousin on my father's side. I haven't seen him in a while, but if you get into any trouble or you have any need, call PJ. This and cousin Willie Mae's baby child. There I was, full grown. Grown, having my own car, paying my own note, had a house, and I'm going to North Carolina with a 3x5 car. Because my mother is telling me, you have people anywhere, so wherever you go, somebody who's connected to you will stand and be with you. You will never be alone. My mother did that. My oldest brother does me the same way. You know that brother that was charging me? Remember my brother charged me down here and he was crying and I was this whole thing, Brother Clarence. Clarence is his references are very different. Clarence is a funeral director. I tell him I'm going somewhere. He said, now look, you look for Bobby so-and-so's funeral home. You think I'm kidding? If you need a ride, call him. I don't need no ride. Let Bobby keep his stuff over there. I ain't need no ride. Paul said he may be a runaway, but he's got people. I don't care what he's done. I don't care how he got there. He's got people. I was done a favor by Barnabas. I'm doing him a favor. Now you pass the favor on. The third part of the favor. Paul says, well, there's a responsibility here, and I do recognize that he was with you, and that he may have done something. So whatever he owes, I'm gonna take care of that. I will pay it back. I'm not only basing my argument on the higher law, but I'm going to pay what he owes completely. Would you pay another's debt? Somebody said, I already have. And the truth is, some of us have.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Well, fundamentally, Paul is saying, do me this favor. Release him to me. Because a slave he has been, and you may say a slave he will always be, but I say to you, he's got a new master. And since he's got a new master, give him a chance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
The heart of the gospel,
yes, Lord, yes,
says, yes, that all of us can be changed.
Yes.
All of us can know the joy of freedom in Christ, of having Christ as the one who orders our steps, Christ as the one who died in our place, Christ as the one who paid the price for us running away from God. Christ the one,
yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Who has been gracious over and over,
yes,
and
Lord,
over again.
Yes, Lord.
On this first Sunday,
yes, Lord,
in February.
Yes.
Today is a great day. To change masters. It's a great day. It is one thing to say, I believe in God, but it's another thing to say, Jesus, run my life. It's one thing to say, I believe in the Creator, but it's another thing to say, I want my whole life to depend on Him. It's one thing to say He can forgive, but it's another thing to say, God, forgive me. This new master, Jesus, can make any life new. This one being Christ, the Lord, the King, the man, can take all of our sin stories, our sin narratives, and the heart that was the place that it grew in, and change us. Why be a slave to what already is taking you out? Why not change masters and gain life? And gain life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Will you stand on this first Sunday?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, thank you. For the chains that you have broken and you still break.
Yes.
And in so many ways, God, we look free, but we're still chained. Chained in mind, chained in heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And some of us are still running away. Running away from you. I pray, God, now in the name of Jesus, that you would break chains of distrust and suspicion and fear of losing our freedom if we come to you. May we take that next step, the step after believing, the step in saying, I want to receive you. So God, now, as we open our hearts to you, won't you come in? In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. There may be one today, wherever you are, a man, a woman, a young adult, a boy, a girl, and you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. Stop running. Stop running. He wants you just like you are. He wants your heart, wants your mind, wants all of you. And so if you're here today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you to come. Just step out into the aisle and we'll meet you. Come and say, I want Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. You may be here and you already know Christ and you're looking for a church home. If that's you, won't you come? I want to give my life to Christ. I want a church home. Are you here? Please come. Wherever you are, make that step.
Because he first loved me.
Come and say yes to Jesus Christ, wherever you are. Come and unite with this church. Come and grow with us wherever you are. Today is a good day to take that step. Step right into the aisle and we'll meet you and we'd love to pray with you. Are you here? Right on, man, woman, boy or girl. Maybe there's a family today who wants to come and be a part of us. Someone in the balcony, someone on this level. Are you here? Have you made your mind up? This is the most important decision that really you'll ever make in life. Are you here? Most important decision.